This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. New Hampshire, again, the number one freest state in the United States. Although it looks like Alaska is hot on its heels. So the liberty activists who are moving here to New Hampshire and have moved here, we got a lot of work to do. We cannot rest on our laurels at just thinking that number one is good enough. No, no, we need to be number one by far. Sort of the same way New York is number 50 by far. There's a huge gap between number 49, California, and number 50 in the
almost double.
Yeah, in the freedom of the 50, excuse me, freedom in the 50 states study, freedominthe50states.org. It just came out today. You can go there and dig through this. We've been looking through. You've got up to almost 300 pages there, Daryl, that you've been parsing over. By the way, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
So you look like you want to jump in there.
Yeah, so you had mentioned about Alaska. Alaska actually moved up seven spots from the last ranking that they did. Oklahoma moved up two spots to number three. Indiana stayed the same. South Dakota dropped four spots from number one to number five. Mm. New Hampshire moving up one spot to number one.
Well, New Hampshire is still, what was it, a .33?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's... You know, 33%, that's a pretty failing grade. I mean, you know, it's better than everybody else, so definitely we have stuff to improve on.
Yeah, we got a lot to do here, so yeah, we should get to work on this, and we are. In fact, there are thousands of people who moved here now. There are multiple migrations of liberty-oriented folks who are coming here. There's the Free State Project. There's the Shire Society. People are just coming here on their own volition because New Hampshire is a freer place. You know, live free or die, that mentality does exist among many of the natives here. And so I'm so grateful to be here in this place because this truly is the best place for liberty. And I think you could argue it may be the best on the whole planet because when you look at the economic freedom indexes, there's a couple of them that get done every year. I believe the Fraser Institute and Cato. Fraser Institute and Heritage Foundation, I think, are the two that put out different economic freedom indexes of the world. They look at the different countries in the world, and they compare their economic freedom to one another. And I bet you if you put New Hampshire up against the rest of those countries, it would be interesting to see where New Hampshire would end up. I bet it'd be in the top five for sure, as far as comparing freedoms between, you know, averaging out the rest of the United States, because the rest of those states, including New York and California and Illinois and all the bad ones, they bring the average down, the average freedom score for the United States. So if we actually broke out the 50 states and included them on that freedom ranking, it really would be, I think, enlightening. The New Hampshire GDP, I believe, is in the top 20 of the entire world. I don't remember exactly which position it's at, but it's fairly high up in the world rankings of GDP. So I think we would be just fine on our own. I think it'd be great if New Hampshire could break away from the United States, which is sort of a completely different topic of secession, hopefully in our lifetime. But the more libertarians, the more voluntarists, the more peace-loving liberty activists that we can get here to New Hampshire, the better off we're going to be. Numbers make a huge difference on what we can possibly accomplish here. And Melanie, you've been here now as a mover to New Hampshire for how long?
Since November, so what is that, like 8 months?
Okay,
like
so not quite a full year. Looking back, you came up from Louisiana, which was, I think, was it mid-pack in the list? I don't recall.
Pretty much.
You came up from Louisiana, one of the most imprisoning states, in the entire world or something like that.
Yeah, and I lived in St. Tammany, which it varies a little bit between three different parishes of the top three of parishes in Louisiana, but
the top
other
three in what?
Imprisonment. Gotcha. But the other two parishes import a lot of inmates, so St. Tammany is still arresting the most people on the planet.
Okay. And you came to Keene, New Hampshire, and you know, kind of looking back on your not quite a full year here, do you think it was the right thing to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am, it's way, I mean, it's definitely better. The people are, even the gen pop here is kind of minarchist-y. The people are nicer. There's, I mean, anarchists are here.
You noticed
so
that too?
Really what
that the people are nicer than down south? Than
oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's something I noticed as well.
I mean, not that that would be like a huge, like, standard, but.
Well, it's nice to be around nice people.
Yeah.
I mean, that plays into things, right?
I mean, beating the South in that would not be a huge standard.
Well, even the bureaucrats here, I think, tend to be a little bit nicer in my experience. And it can be a little weird, like, when you're used to bureaucrats being totally rude in other places, and you come here and they actually, like, make eye contact with you and smile sometimes.
Yeah, it was really weird, because, like, whenever you move, you have to go and, you know, fill out all the paperwork, you know.
No, you don't, but well, apparently you did. There's very little that they can do if you don't do that. Like, if you think about it, if you already have a car registered in some other state, then you can just leave the car registered there, and they're probably not going to catch up to you about it.
Well, you know, then I would have to renew it in
the other state.
There, and that
that's right.
Would be almost impossible.
Well, okay.
Depending
on the state.
I'd have to do an inspection in Louisiana every 2 years.
Yeah. So different states are different. So, like, in Florida, there's no inspection. And so you can just re-register via mail. You just send them a check. They send you the updated sticker. So there's no problem there. And, of course, some people will actually get a corporation, like an LLC. They'll register their car in the LLC's name in places like, Wisconsin or Montana. And then there's no claim that the state of New Hampshire could possibly even have on that. But, yes, you're right. Most people will go down to the bureaucracies and update whatever information.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's almost weird to me. Like, it's – I don't know. And I almost – I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but it's – I'm not ready to say it's a good thing either, because it's like you're robbing me.
That they're somewhat friendly, you mean?
Yeah. And you're being nice to me about it. And I almost feel like that's dishonest.
You want them to be
but
mean.
They don't see it as robbery. They see it as, I'm just doing my job.
I don't care what they see it as.
This is what the people want. They voted for us.
Right, but no, I'm explaining why they're nice.
Nobody voted for the DMV.
I'm explaining why they're nice. They don't see it as robbery. So it's different in their eyes than, you know, some mugger in Central Park saying, hey, how are you? I'm going to mug you today.
Well, yeah, but you know what the difference between the mugger and the state agent is? Is that the mugger can only take what you have. The state agent can take more than what you have.
And the mugger will likely never mug you again. I mean, the odds that you'll see the same mugger a second time are fairly slim.
Oh, hey, didn't I mug you yesterday? Wasn't it so nice? Don't I have a nice shiny gun?
Well, and if you read, and a mugger kind of has an incentive to, like, let you recover before they rob you again.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, they don't. Also, you know, some common criminals have at least some level of a moral code. They might leave alone small children, for instance, or women. Not all criminals
have
that code.
Well, not women, but...
But like the mafia, for instance. I believe they do have a code where they will not generally kill women and children if they're going to do some sort of gang style killing. That's my understanding. Now I could be wrong about that, but that's what I understand.
Well, I don't know that much about the mafia. I do know there was a guy a couple years ago who it was a bunch of people like mugged one guy, and then they went to look through his wallet, saw that he was a vet, gave him his stuff back, and went and mugged somebody else instead.
Ridiculous.
Now whether or not that's the standard that we would use, there is some level of, like, weird honor there, I guess, where they feel like he helped them out, so they're not going to...
He fought for their freedom to mug people.
Now, let's shift back into the freedom in the 50 states briefly. I know that you pretty much highlighted some of the stuff that you thought was pretty interesting.
Yes.
What was the analysis of New Hampshire? Because they had a really detailed analysis of just how bad New York was. I mean, I guess I'd be kind of interested in knowing where are some of the areas New Hampshire needs to improve. I think they did a really detailed breakdown just in general of every state and
yes.
The different factors that went into the scores ultimately. So where is some of the weak points here?
So New Hampshire has a net migration of 2.2%, meaning that we're gaining population.
That's interesting.
Also gaining income, 1.91% personal income growth.
People are getting a little wealthier. in New Hampshire. All right, well, that's good. We'll talk more about some of the good and the improvements needed here. And you can, of course, come and help us out. Start planning your move here to New Hampshire and get active with the countless libertarians and voluntarists that are already here and more, thousands more actually planning to come. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We have been talking about the freedom in the 50 states. It is a yearly, well, recently.
Almost.
Yearly. Recently. It was. You said it was only done six times?
Six times in the last 16 years.
Right, but recently it's been done every year. and the Cato Institute and the Mercatus Center put this thing together. It just came out today. We've been kind of going over some of the details about it, some interesting things like how bad New York is compared to every other state. Even the number 49th state on the list, California, seems like a freedom paradise in comparison to New York. New York is so bad. At a negative 0.98, the worst score a state could possibly receive is a negative 1. And so we'll continue here. We've got some highlights about New Hampshire, the number one state, so the freest state of the 50 states. Daryl, you're going to share more of that here in a moment.
Yes.
But one of the things that New Hampshire has that is really special is a large Bitcoin community. In fact, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news is Bitcoin.com. In fact, I posted a story recently about how here in Keene, we had there's a new food truck in town. It's a Vietnamese, and I think there's some French items that she's selling as well.
I think she calls it Vietnamese fusion.
Yeah. Well, some of it's just plain old Vietnamese, like pho noodle, which is very, very good stuff. But I wrote an article about how she's now accepting Bitcoin. Actually, she's been accepting Bitcoin from day one. She just opened like a week ago, and it's not actually the first food truck. It's the second food truck in town to begin accepting Bitcoin, which is awesome. And I did some comparisons between Keene, this little town of 23,000 people or so, and San Francisco, which is not a little town. It's one of the largest cities in
couple million, right?
The United States. Well, apparently the metro of San Francisco doesn't have a couple of million. If you actually, not metro, but the actual city limits. So the city itself of San Francisco has less than a million, but like 800 something thousand, I think it was. And so doing the math, looking at coinmap.org, which is a website that shows you how many businesses in any given area are Bitcoin accepting businesses, I determined that Keene has a higher concentration per capita of Bitcoin-accepting businesses than does San Francisco. And San Francisco is generally considered the number one city for Bitcoin-accepting businesses. So here in New Hampshire, we've got an incredible Bitcoin community. It's not just Keene. There's a bunch of places out in Manchester as well that are Bitcoin-accepting. So if you're interested and into cryptocurrency, there really is no better place, especially if you're a libertarian, to be than here in New Hampshire. The Liberty community, the people like us here on the show, I don't want to speak for you, Melanie, but I presume you would accept Bitcoin for your services?
Yes, I do.
Professional services. Do you have any clients paying in Bitcoin? I don't know if that's personal information or business secrets, but we have them here.
I have some people who told me they were going to pay me in Bitcoin.
But they haven't yet.
So.
Okay. We do accept Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live as well. Daryl, you accepted.
Yes.
Over at FPP, your publishing company. And
also my lobbying firm.
Yep, libertylobby.xyz. And you can go donate to Daryl's efforts there. In fact, it's probably due to some of your efforts why New Hampshire is doing so well, because you're constantly there in Concord trying to explain the ideas of freedom to many of these state legislators who might be a little confused. But anyway, Bitcoin's huge here, not just within the Liberty community, but it's spreading out from there into the larger community, which is very, very exciting. The lady at the Bitcoin, or not Bitcoin, but the Vietnamese food truck told me that just the other day she had three inquiries as to what's Bitcoin. So, of course, I've got her some flyers now that she can hand to her customers. Anyway, Bitcoin.com, go there if you want to learn more about Bitcoin. It's an awesome decentralized currency. I highly recommend it. So we were talking about New Hampshire. We're going to get back into that. But first, let's go all the way over to Washington State. And, let's just pull up the number here while you don't mind. If you don't mind, Daryl, where did Washington State end up on the freedom in the 50 states?
Give me one.
Yeah, take your time with that. I'm going
to
bring Parker
that up.
Parker's on the line here. He's in Wenatchee, Washington, and he's on via Skype.
Yeah, so where did we fall in to the whole category thing with that while you guys are looking that up?
Washington is number 32 on the list with a negative 0.05.
Yikes.
Holy crap.
So worse than Texas, which had a zero score. And then,
yes.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, That being said, I'll get into what I was going to talk about. So I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of this game called Red Dead Redemption. I'm sure that maybe some of your younger listeners within my generation or the generation that came right after mine have heard of it and or played it.
I have probably heard the name, but I couldn't tell you anything about it other than the name is Red Dead Redemption.
I have played the game. I have completed the game. It is an excellent open world kind of... if you're familiar with Grand Theft Auto...
Hold on. If it's an open world game, how do you complete the game?
Well, there's a plot. So in an open world game like Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead Redemption, where you can pretty much travel to anywhere you want to and do whatever it is you want to do sort of within the game's confines. You know, they're known for large maps and kind of worlds with people, or in the case of Grand Theft Auto, cars and things like that, that you can rob in Grand Theft Auto. In this game, you are on horseback, and it's set in the late 1800s, sort of with set pieces that literally
1903
are...
1903, to be exact.
1903. Set pieces that literally come directly out of classic Western movies, that if you're familiar with movies like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or A Fistful of Dollars, you'll actually see those movies sort of reenacted in this game. You can actually play a role in those. I mean, it's not that blatant necessarily. They're not using the same character names or whatever, but it's you can recognize
not like
the scenarios.
Doc Holliday or Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, no names like that necessarily. But anyway, great game, really a lot of fun. If you like westerns and you enjoy Grand Theft Auto, you'll probably enjoy the hell out of Red Dead Redemption. So that's it's a good one. Why were you calling about it though?
Well, since you've played the game, we could talk a little bit about that in more detail. I find that the plot of the game is really quite compelling from a libertarian or anarcho-capitalist perspective, where those who haven't played the game, you've got a former outlaw who split from the gang after a failed bank robbery or some sort of robbery. And after being left for dead, he decides, okay, enough with those guys. I'm going to split off and get on the straight and narrow path. And some years later, the federal government comes by with a couple of agents, kidnaps his family, and then he's forced to do the government's bidding by hunting down and capturing and or killing the former outlaws that he rode with in order to get his family back. There's a very interesting quote. Ian, you may remember it or you might not remember it, but I'll play it now for you. And
well, I don't know how you're going to play it. An audio system hooked up to your phone? Because normally people like playing things on a speaker over the phone. Doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
I still am curious as to where you're going or why you think it's particularly libertarian. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Because, you know, interpreting art, when you're libertarian, you start to see more of what might not actually be there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost.
Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We told you about bitcoin.com just a few moments ago because, well, pretty much every host of the show is a fan of the cryptocurrency. But the cryptocurrency world is not just all about Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the dominant one by far, but there are some other alternatives to it, like Ether. And now Dash is soon going to be added to Jax.io. Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can go download it for free. Just go to JAXX.io. Or you can go to your favorite Apple or Google App Store. And there's no wallet like it. Not only can it hold Bitcoin and Ether, but more cryptocurrencies are coming. As I mentioned, Dash is one of the next ones they're going to be adding. Plus, there's Shapeshift integration built right into the app. So if you want to change from your Bitcoin into Ether or vice versa, you can do it without even leaving Jax, which is awesome. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is one of the founders of Ethereum, and it's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax. So if you lose your phone or it breaks or something like that, not the end of the world if you've backed up your wallet. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. It's coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. They're all coming to Jax. They're not all yet integrated into Jax, but that's sort of the big vision for what Jax will be. It'll be your digital command center in the palm of your hand. You can go and download it now over at Jax.io, JAXX.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's cross-platform. So pretty much whatever operating system you're using, laptop, smartphone, desktop computer, you can have Jax on there, which is awesome. JAXX.io. As we go back to Parker He is in Washington State, and he is on the line discussing a game and the what he says is a libertarian elements of the game Red Dead Redemption, an open world kind of a action game that is similar to Grand Theft Auto in its sort of the game engine that runs the thing. It's actually, I believe, the same company, Rockstar Games, that makes it. Great acting, really well done. You were commenting on the plot earlier. I enjoyed it. I played it from start to finish. And there's also an expansion for it that, or like a downloadable content thing, that turns it into a zombie game. And so they made a cross between a Western and zombie movies, which is something I'd never seen before. And I thought that was kind of well done.
It's kind of weird.
It was fun. So, all right. So you were going to play a clip, and we tested it there during the break just to make sure I could hear it. And it sounded okay. So I'll let you play the clip. You say this is some evidence that this is a libertarian game.
I just want to say that, like, in one, in a cutscene or in part of the dialogue in a mission, Jack Marston, the son of John Marston, who's the main character, said that one day he would like to be a government agent or part of the government. And John Marston said, you know, son, I'd much rather you pick an honest profession.
All right.
That right there sets the bar for libertarianism in the game pretty high.
Okay, cool.
So here's the quote that I want to get to, and then I'll ask you what you think and what that quote could mean in real life in what we're dealing with now.
When I'm gone, they'll just find another monster. They have to. Because they have to justify their wages.
So
I presume he's talking about the government?
Exactly.
Is that the bad guy saying that?
That's Dutch Vanderlyn, okay. One of the former gangmen.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, that's a true statement. That's how the government works. They have to have a boogeyman. They have to have something out there to focus on, to take your attention off the fact that it's actually the government that's oppressing you, that it's not the people in North Korea that are oppressing us. It's not, the folks over in ISIS. It's not, whatever the other boogeyman might have been in the past, the drug dealers. You know, there's always some sort of scare, the communists. There's always some kind of scare out there that the government supposedly is protecting you from. So, yeah, that's definitely true. I remember seeing some of those themes as I watched the game, and I thought that's, I always enjoy seeing libertarian themes. Now, of course, the question that I was sort of alluding to earlier when we went out to break was, in some art, it's easy for people to see the things they want to see,
yes,
as opposed to what the intentions of the artists were. Now, of course, a good artist, I think a lot of them understand that. They just sort of create what they create, and that people are going to interpret it differently. In the same movie, you can have people who are libertarians and who are statists find things that they agree with and that they like, that resonates with them. Unless the movie was actually created by libertarians, or in this case the game was created by libertarians, it could just simply be an unintended theme or a few themes in the presentation, that not necessarily that they were voluntarists who were writing this
right
thing.
I'm not sure that there's a statist way to interpret saying that working for the government is dishonest and that the government essentially is a terrorist, which is what that said.
Right. This may have been written by libertarians. I don't know.
It may have also been written by a small government conservative.
Yeah, could be. All I was saying is you got to be careful necessarily. And I'm not saying you're doing this, Parker. I'm just making a general statement that when you see what you believe are libertarian themes in a thing, like, let's say, Firefly.
There's a lot of people that are like, oh, Jane, he's an awesome libertarian. No, he's a thief.
Well, but also apparently the guy who makes Firefly /Serenity, I guess was the movie version of it,
Joss Whedon,
is not a libertarian. He was interviewed about some of the libertarian themes, and I guess one of his co-producers or something like that is, but he isn't. He's obviously the driver behind the show.
Well, you guys got to remember that, as I said earlier, the government kidnapped the main character's family and was holding them ransom until the main character did the government's bidding. But
well, I mean, now our government wouldn't do those things. So the status could write this off as, oh, well, you know, that was the Wild West. Of course the government was that way back then. I mean, it was run by criminals. Now we've got a much better government where we elect people and there's rules and it's the rule of law.
And Hillary's right. Such an honest person. I heard the Libertarian presidential ticket say so.
Right, but the point I'm making is, yeah, although he is working for the state, mm-hmm, it's not on his own terms. In fact, it's non-consensual, right, by any stretch of the imagination.
Although I don't know anything about this game, but, and I mean, taking that in isolation, that sounds really anarchist to me, but there might be some other, and I don't know if there is or not, there might be some overarching theme where that kind of negates that, because, okay, so he was a bank robber, you know, you could write that off as, well, you know, this is, you know, he's not a slave, he's being punished, you know, for robbing a bank, or,
right,
of course, he hates the cops because he's a criminal and he's a bank robber. So they're going to have, like, a anti-sympathetic, I guess, criminal, where it's not, he's not, you know, convicted of some victimless crime, he's a bank robber, something we can all agree is bad. It might just be one character saying something against the government, and it might be a comment about that police force, not the government as a whole being terrorist.
It just depends on how you interpret it. Yeah, it just depends.
Right.
But although there is a story here, just a quick search for Red Dead Redemption and Libertarian reveals a story posted on Reddit back in 2010, I believe, or actually 4 years ago. Red Dead Redemption, the most libertarian game ever, is what this person says.
There you go.
So, do you think that's true, Parker? Is it the most libertarian game you've ever played?
Is it the most libertarian game I've ever played?
Well, how libertarian are most games?
Well, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, if you compare it to, say, Grand Theft Auto, which is also made by Rockstar Games, I mean, I'd have to take a fresh look at it, because I'd have to say it is very libertarian.
I remember seeing anti-state themes in Grand Theft Auto as well.
Are there anti-state themes in Mario Brothers?
No, I don't think so.
After all, there is a princess.
There's a Koopa Troopa or whatever his name is.
You rescue the princess.
Right, but it's King Koopa.
Right. Thanks, Parker, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up here. What are some of the most libertarian video games? Because if you could play through a game and not find anything anti-liberty in it, then I think you could fairly say that it was made by libertarians and it is a libertarian.
There's nothing anti-liberty in Donkey Kong.
I don't think that's... I mean, because you can play Chutes and Ladders.
Okay, but I mean a game with a plot. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the newer games where there's actually a plot going on. The older games. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Paul?
Hanukkah, the German shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching, and I started feeding Hanukkah Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about video games, actually. We'll get back into the topic that we started the show with, which is the Freedom in the 50 States study for 2016 that just came out today. A few more highlights from that still to come.
Yeah, you wanted some highlights and lowlights on New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, the number one freest state. We'll get into that. But we actually had Parker on the line calling about a game that he has enjoyed playing, which is Red Dead Redemption. And he says that he believes the game is very libertarian. And it's been a few years since I've played through it, so you know, my mind's pretty foggy on all the details. But I do recall remembering some libertarian themes in the game. And also the same thing's true of Rockstar's other game that I played, Grand Theft Auto V, one of the more recent, and one of the most popular games in the world. Which is great because, you know, any kind of libertarian themes in an incredibly popular game is always a good thing. Apparently, their other game, L.A. Noire, is widely considered to have libertarian themes as well. So we were talking about, you know, how do you know the difference between a game or a movie, some sort of piece of art that we consume in popular culture that is actually libertarian or just happens to have some themes that ring our bells? Because when you watch art, it's the interpreter, the person who's the consumer of the art that really, you know, that matters. It matters only how you feel about the art, not what other people necessarily feel.
Right, and that actually reminds me of something that I've been seeing float around on Facebook, where it'll show pictures of, like, the cover of the Hunger Games movies and V for Vendetta and, you know, several other sorts of movies, and it says, you know, Americans cheer for these people that take on their government, but yet they proudly pay taxes and comply with all these regulations.
Right, and Hunger Games is a good example of a movie that has some libertarian themes in it, but may not necessarily be libertarian.
Right.
I don't know what the viewpoint of the author of the Hunger Games is. I haven't dug that deeply into it, but I don't want to spoil too much, but without saying what happens at the end of the trilogy, again, I haven't read the books, but at the very end of the movie, at the very least, the trilogy, it's not a particularly libertarian ending. That's all I'll say.
I don't think I agree with that.
The government continues, doesn't it? I'm pretty sure it does.
There is a government that continues.
Yep. I don't want to say, you know, exactly in what manner that happens, which characters die or whatever, but the government continues on under different leadership, does it not?
I feel like that was unclear.
Okay, it seemed pretty clear to me, but maybe I'm misremembering it. If you can, Daryl, do you recall?
It seemed pretty clear to me that there was still a government.
Yeah. So, not a particularly anti-state movie. It was an anti-state.
The big giant government, you know, sort of collapsed, but there were still governments.
Yeah. It might have been an anti-that state movie, but I don't know if it was specifically right. Anti-state.
I had conversations with some people about the Hunger Games and anti-state media in general, mm-hmm. and we were actually talking about why, because this stuff is all produced in, you know, quote-unquote Hollywood, why they would allow that, and we kind of came to the conclusion that one of the reasons might be that it has, like, immunization effects, whereas you present the idea, but you present it in, like, a fictiony... It's not a word, but like an fictional setting where, you know, it's...
It couldn't be real.
Maybe exaggerated, it couldn't be real. And then when you bring these points out seriously, then somebody's like, well, yeah, because you're being silly, like that's a movie theme, like, what are you talking about?
They don't put up barbed wire to where we can't go hunting.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's their goal, but I feel like it's a valid... concern.
Yeah, well, when it's Alex Jones claims that the Hunger Game movie is, you know, this what's the term that they use for it's preparing you for, you know, like basically he's saying that it's preparing people for tyranny and kids fighting each other to the death.
Yeah, but that's Alex Jones and, you know,
predictive programming, that's the term.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's also predictive programming. They're trying to show you that they're going to do this.
I feel like I recall them specifically endorsing the idea of democracy too towards the end of that trilogy as well. Like, oh, this bad state, you know, this is a tyrannical state, but now that things have changed, we'll have democracy, and that'll be a great thing. So really,
yeah, I feel like that was unclear, too. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, too optimistic when I watch movies.
I specifically remember something about voting or whatever. I maybe I'm wrong about that, too. Again, I'm not a huge fan of
the series.
Yeah,
but the way it was presented, I think, was not necessarily in a positive way.
That moving from the completely oppressive state into a state in which there's democracy and voting.
I think that democracy was not presented in a completely positive or in a positive light at all.
All right,
but I might just be watching movies optimistically. But
that's the thing, right? So that's what I'm talking about here. Yeah. Is you have to be careful to not overinterpret something as though it is more libertarian than it actually is. So now a good indicator that something, a piece of art, is libertarian is when the socialists say it is, right? So, because normally when you watch a movie or you watch some sort of video game in this case, and you see your themes, well, other people can see their themes that they like.
Right.
But if somebody who's opposite from you sees your themes and is angered by it, that's a good chance that you found a libertarian piece of art.
And there's an article, and I'm not going to get into it, from the UK Telegraph titled, "Why the Left and the Right Both Love the Hunger Games."
Yeah, that's what I think would probably, If you want to tell us more about that, we can. I also found a story relative to our last caller, Parker's game, Red Dead Redemption, written by Salon.com's John Hartner, where it's the headline, Grand Theft Auto Maker, Video Games Hate Liberals. Two popular Rockstar titles, Red Dead Redemption and L.A. Noire, are critical of the left. And I believe the word libertarian is actually, libertarian. No, okay, maybe it's not in there. But anyway, this guy's going off on some of the anti-government themes that these games, that both of these Rockstar games have, and specifically talks about socialism and how these games are not helping the socialist message or whatever. And so I would say that that's a pretty good endorsement of a game when people who are not in favor of your political philosophy are against it.
Right. I mean, if socialists hate it, it's probably good for at least some reason.
In the end, Rockstar sides with the rebels, but quite unenthusiastically, and the publisher seems to go further, cynically suggesting government can never be representative of the people's interests, no matter the circumstances, no matter how much the masses struggle. This, of course, leaves no room for progressive change. That's the sort of the summary of a longer article about, both of these games that they've published, Red Dead Redemption and L.A. Noire. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Call me Huckleberry.
Huh?
And this time...
Call you Huckleberry?
It's legal. That's a movie line, brother. I was listening to your previous caller. I mean, I was going to be talking about New York, and hopefully I got the time, but I think this is a little more important, if I may.
No, you only get one topic, so go with whatever it is that's most important to you.
Fine. That was a movie line, by the way, from Tombstone. That was Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday.
Gotcha.
And you kind of interrupted me there and blew it, but that's all right. No, I was listening to the previous call, and as you well know, I mentioned before my eyesight started to go, up to 2011, I was a competition class gamer. And, you know, one thing I can first of all say to the young caller is you're right on the ball with this. The guys from Rockstar have on many occasions themselves spoken about their games. I mean, if he goes on YouTube, he'll be able to find interviews with them, and he can look into all their past games. And that's what I recommend people do before they start, you know, criticizing others or then jumping to conclusions about something's about. You know, look into the people who made it. People who develop games develop them for a reason. If, you know, if anybody ever listens to Dr. Sovereign, you know, he's spoken about this so many a time. And if they look into it, then this isn't Pokemon Go after all. You know what I mean?
Thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another website here, headlined, The Libertarian Propaganda of Red Dead Redemption. So, yeah, I would love to, you know, confirm the rumors that at least a chunk of the production team, because these games are produced by hundreds of people. I mean, they're what are called AAA games. That means that they're very high-budget games coming from big companies. I mean, if you ever beat one of these games, you watch the credits. It's like watching movie credits. I mean, it's just name. Bunch of people are involved in the production of these.
Yeah,
games.
I thought most of the games now were designed to where there was no way to end the game.
Nope. Most games end, I would say, these days.
Okay, so, you know, I guess maybe I'm just thinking of the ones that seem to be really, really popular, like World of Warcraft, Minecraft.
Okay.
There's no way to win that game. It just goes on and on and on and on forever.
That's true. Okay, you're talking about online games where Red Dead Redemption is a single-player game. Grand Theft Auto is a single player. There are some online components to some of these games, but the primary goal of these games is the single player experience. Almost all of those games have an ending, even though you can sort of keep playing after the game has ended. There's not really much else to do at that point.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.